This is Voice of the Cape Drive Time, and I'm at the Phoenix Masjid in Milnerton. And with me is a very honored guest to Cape Town, Sheikh Muhammad Adil. He is the 41st in the line of the Naqshbandiya Shuyukh. And of course, we all know him as the elder son of Maulana Sheikh Nazim. May Allah always be pleased with him. He's on a visit to Cape Town, and we managed to catch up with him just before Jumu'ah. Sheikh Muhammad Adil, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Cape Town.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for welcoming.
Sheikh, I think it's a good thing for us maybe to ask you for a whole lot of nasihas, advice, and I think a question that a lot of South Africans are asking is something to do with the heart, because we live in troubled times. We live in a world where there are lots of young people. What would your advice be to the young people of South Africa?
First thing, to be afraid from Allah, to know Allah, He is Creator, and He is seeing us every time. So this is, you be think about this when you, if anybody accept and believe on this, nothing will be done wrong. And the second one, to keep your praying salah. This is also key of succeed. Without this, no any benefit for our life. And there is also for special for young people to keep themselves with good people, good friend. Maybe sometimes the friend they're naughty. If they are, can be good, okay. If not, keep away from them.
Sheikh, do you think that what young people also need to know is that there's something called Tawbah, that if somebody, for example, does something wrong, they can always return to Allah wa ta'ala?
Of course, this is what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whole time saying this. And Allah azza wa jalla, I just read one hadith before I come and every Thursday you make hadith lesson. Allah azza wa jalla, by His holy hadith, saying, I am very angry for those people who are hopeless from my forgiveness, from my mercy. I may forgive everything. If anybody thinks different, they like hopeless, we are very sinner people, Allah will not forgive us. I am very for this, angry for these people. And he said, if I was not leaving punishment for next life, I will punish them here also. But this is a good point you say for this. Alhamdulillah, you hear not many this Salafi or Wahhabi, or there are people who not accept these people, making people too hopeless from Allah. Allah will be punish you. Allah will be angry with you. I know Allah is giving many opportunity for people to ask for forgiveness. He said, if you're like mountain your sins, I also forgive.
Sheikh, would you agree with the idea? I think it was Maulana Sheikh Hisham that said, don't tell somebody how they can go to hell, tell them how they can go to heaven.
Of course, Allah is even we have, you know, two angels, one right, one left. He writing the this reward, this sin. This when somebody doing some good deed, quickly they're writing in the book. Other one when something doing wrong thing, he said that his boss, this one, right one, asking, this make wrong thing. May I write it? No. Wait, maybe he repent and ask for forgiveness. After a little bit also, Allah make them to wait 8 hours. If on this 8 hours they ask forgiveness, they not write. Even after this also, if they are repent and asking for forgiveness also, and all think Allah is merciful for people, but people they are not believe, not they are going against. So they are both this. They will be regret after, and no benefit for this.
You mentioned the word anger. Do you think that what young people and all people need to remember in this day and age, that anger is a very dangerous thing, that one should not be angry all the time?
Of course. This is anger. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also saying, when coming for him, asking for advice, La tataghdab, he said, don't be angry. La tataghdab, don't be angry. And because anger, when you angry and not control yourself, is growing. You cannot control for this. Because if, when advice for people, if something happens, angry, say Astaghfirullah and wait little bit to control yourself. It is not controlling, you hurt yourself before others.
Do you think what's important to remember is that when we get angry, you've just mentioned it, we don't hurt others. We're actually hurting ourselves more than anything else. The damage is upon us rather than the other person.
Yes, of course, this is what happened. The other person maybe make you angry and he left, and you all day you are angry, your blood pressure going up.
There's also another idea. Do you think that what young people need to know about Islam, that there is mercy? Your late father always used to talk about the mercy oceans. Would you agree that this should be the entry point for young people?
Of course. Even the first thing we read in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, mercy, the most merciful also. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whole time he was example for mercy in whole world. Cannot find more merciful from him.
Another modern day problem, we call it the nafs or the ego. What sort of nasiha can you give us as a sheikh to young people in terms of this?
Ego, when it is like everything, Allah create everything for your benefit. Ego also, it is good for you if you not follow him. If you step on it, ride on it, and take you up. But if you put your ego, obey your ego's order and do what your ego like to do, and you put ego on yourself, you will be like donkey for ego. And ego never take you to good thing, never. But if you are controlling ego, you can take everywhere.
No, absolutely. Now, when we look at the world around us with all its problems, how necessary is it for a person to have a murshid or a sheikh? Lots of people always ask this question. What is your answer to this?
This is right way. People now, shaitan and who follower of shaitan, they make people to be against this. Why? Because these people, they are humble, they are showing right way, showing how to deal with your ego, with your self, with people around, and it's not good. You must not be like this, not be peaceful, not be helpful for people. You must be aggressive, you must be fighting with people, and so for people to say this is Muslim. But real Muslim, the Murshid and Tariqa, they are directly coming from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accepting first Sharia and after Mazhab and after Tariqa. Now they are not accepting Tariqa, and now they are also not accepting Mazhab. Last time when I was 1 week before in London, one he come and he was objecting for something, say okay, what you are saying, it is real. And ask him, you are following Shaykh? He said, no, my Murshid, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After he began to argue with more, And so I realized he's. I asked him, which mazhab you following? I said, no mazhab. I said, stop, you are here. You cannot be without mazhab. You are. If maybe you can be, but these millions of people, all ignorant, they are not knowing. If to know, you must read maybe 30 years to be know about Islam. So this mazhab imam, tariqa imam, all they are awliya Allah, they are murshid, real murshid, and they are taking this real knowledge from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Do you think a point that we have to make is that if a person wants to follow the tariq or tasawwuf, that number one, you have to follow the sharia first and foremost? Because a lot of people will say, yeah, but you people don't follow the sharia.
If you know sharia, of course you must accept sharia. You follow also as much as you can, because not everyone can for 100%. Maybe even he not know anything. Okay, come to tariqa. From tariqa, slowly you see your murshid, your other, you learn for sharia. Not first one to be knowledge in sharia. First, as Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi say, come from any religions you are, come to us. So when he come, he will know and he will learn by himself.
How important are what we call the silsila, or the chains that we get in tasawwuf, in Sufism? For example, you will have a chain of transmission that goes through your father to Sheikh Abdullah Dagestani, all the way to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How important are these silsilas, or these chains?
Of course, the chain from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming direct. So it is very important, because all tariqa they have this, but for claiming they are a scholar, they don't have, only from book. Even from book they are not knowing what. So this coming by heart and from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam supporting this, it is very important.
How important is it for young people to listen to leadership? Leadership I'm referring to are, for example, the various madhahib. You mentioned, you said that the imams, they are awliya in their own sense. How important is it for a person to attach themselves to a madhab, to the sharia? Can one have tasawwuf without these?
Without mazhab?
Yeah.
I don't think. No, because mazhab, imam, all they are following.
Do you think that the madhahib are a blessing? The various tariqas are a blessing, because it gives each human being on earth a chance to taste what is going to be the correct medicine for them, the what's going to be the correct medicine of the heart for them. Do you think it's important that we have different shuyukh of tasawwuf and we have different madhahib?
Of course, we accept all of them, but we follow one of them, because heart must be, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim also he was saying, we are not taking any murid from another sheikh, but if his heart coming to our way, he's from this mazhab, from this tariqa, so we accept, but not going to other, coming to us, we are better than you, we cannot say this, but we accept all of them.
Do you think it's important to say that, because some people become competitive and they will say this thing is better than another thing? Do you think it's we have to understand that all the shuyukh accept each other, it's all a brotherhood, but it's just a question of taste at the end of the day?
Of course, this is from love of murid for their murshid, they make this competitive. And saying this, many times it is a problem for us also, because no need to make this. Some of them saying, and after becoming enemy for each other. But it's no need to make this. If you are love your sheikh, okay, you love, but not even they are some of ignorant, they are saying something for big mashayikh also. So it's not good.
Sheikh, we've already been going for nearly 20 minutes. Your final message to the Muslims and to the people of South Africa?
South Africa, we are happy with them. They are most humble people where I visit in Islamic country or other country. They are humble and they are peaceful. More than any place. Even I saw asking this other place who against tariqa, very enemy, very aggressive. Here they said no, any they're not fighting, not any problem with them. So everybody by himself. This is good. Inshallah, Allah keep this with you, not make anything different from this.
Ameen. And Sheikh Muhammad Ajil, shukran for talking to us.
Shukran for you. And I like to add something. You said about tariq, about all this 300 year here now in South Africa, Muslims coming from Yusuf, Sheikh Yusuf here, he make it. From tariqa, it is sold. It is like rock there here. You know, in South America, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, all this area, there was many people left from Syria, Lebanon, time of Ottoman, and they immigrate for this area. All of them, you cannot find anyone become Muslim. Only real now become again slowly. With tariqa also, they are coming again Muslim. So it's very important, tariqa.
Shukran. Thank you very much, Sheikh.
Thank you for you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.